a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's top story on politics. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Oh, that was a long, in-depth interview with Utah County Attorney David Levitt, who was, quite frankly, just blown out of the water during the primary. Lost. 73% of the vote went to his opponent, Jeff Gray. 27% for David Levitt. We have Jeff Gray on the line right now. Good morning, Mr. Gray. It seems like you're going to be the next Utah County attorney because you don't have an opponent on the November ballot.
Well, thank you for having me on. Yeah, it was a great night for Utah County, quite frankly. And we're thrilled with the results yesterday.
What won it for you?
Policy. I've been listening a little bit to Mr. Levitt's response, and quite frankly, my campaign has been all about policy and the weak on crime policies that David Levitt has implemented in Utah County. And they're no different than what you see in San Francisco or Portland or L.A. And that's what made the difference.
I think one of the more high profile policy maneuvers or things that David Levitt really kind of stood out on was the death penalty. He said he would no longer pursue the death penalty in cases in Utah County. Can you speak to that? Is that something that you would be bringing back?
I will absolutely bring back the death penalty. The residents of Utah, the citizens of Utah, have made known their desires, and they've seen fit to have the death penalty. And I believe that it's a violation of Mr. Levitt's oath to uphold the law when he says he will never pursue the death penalty. I mean, I do not begrudge him for going to the legislature and seeking repeal. That's his right as a citizen. But as a prosecutor, his obligation is to uphold the law. And when he says that he will never pursue it, that's a violation of that duty.
Jeff Gray will be the Utah County Attorney come January when the baton is passed from current Utah County Attorney David Levitt. He was on the show just moments ago explaining what he believed led to his landslide loss in the primary election there in Utah County. And we have about 30 seconds left, Mr. Gray. The bad publicity or the negative publicity that Utah County Attorney David Levitt endured, did that help you? Did that help lift you up to the point where you were able to you know, beat him so resoundingly?
I really don't think so. I think David Levitt tried to turn this around as he was being victimized. If you listen to the sheriff's press release, talked about an investigation into a child sex ring and was looking for victims. Never identified David Levitt as the target or a suspect. Still hasn't. It was only David Levitt who turned that around and pointed the finger at himself and said that he was a suspect. And so in many respects, I think it may have hurt us because he was making it out as if he were the victim. And that's not the case. That was it's a legitimate investigation, and Sheriff Smith is doing it the right way.
Well, Jeff Gray, there's no question. And this was something that David Levitt spoke to. He said it was a message sent. It was a resounding message being sent. That the direction he wanted to take, the county attorney's office, was the wrong direction in the eyes of Utah County voters, as Jeff Gray wins, well, it's not final, but right now he's up 73-27, which is a resounding victory.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.